Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What's Your Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Elle. Welcome to What's Your Next podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am A.L. Jackson. Amy, you're free to call me that. Everybody always asks. I don't have to be called A.L. I like being called Amy. and I write contemporary romance. I've been doing it for close to 15 years now. Absolutely love it. And yeah, that's just basically what I do and spend time with my family. That's about it.
Oh my gosh. So you were like 15 years ago, the romance or the fiction was a different landscape than it was like, you know, in 2023 right now. So what led you to get started?
You know, I used to like write poetry in college and stuff, but never thought I would write a book or anything like that. Never had aspirations for that. And I had children young. And so when they got a little bit older, I started reading a lot again. And I just like got sparked with this idea that I wrote at night, like just for myself. And my best friend wrote it. She's like, oh my gosh, you have to get this published. And of course I was like, that's never going to happen. But I ended up publishing it with a small publishing house because really indie publishing was just beginning then. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really seem like, I didn't really know anything about it. So I went with this small publisher and it did not do very well at all, but that's okay. Because I learned a lot along the way and was learning about indie publishing. And so on my third book, I bought those rights back for the first two books I published with them and then started indie publishing and like never looked back after that.
So you were early days in indie publishing. So talk to us about that, because it's probably the Wild Wild West where we're just trying to figure out what it looked like, you know.
It was like, you know, there was a lot of information coming at you because it was a lot of like brand new ideas. And, before like the, you know, Kindle hit, it was really considered like vanity publishing if you did anything like that, right? So we were still like in that landscape where people were looking down on it. I mean, and there's still a small amount of that, but I don't really think there is anymore. But at that time it was very much like, oh, you're self-publishing. Okay, I get it. You know, like it was very condescending and it was just kind of, you know, it was hard. It was like making that choice because I was like with the small publishers, that almost felt like there was a little bit of validity behind it. But I knew in my heart like indie publishing was going to be the wave of the future, the way to go. And so I just like took a lot of classes with like new authors that had been doing it that were talking about it and their successes. And learn that way and just kind of tried it, and it was amazing.
And then Kindle hit, and then it changed the landscape. I think it has changed, and it's continued to change, because right now the way of the future is like indies, like what's at least in the romance aspect is what's popular. What's trending is indie.
No, it is, you know, and it's amazing because I think it, you know, it cuts out the and nothing, you know, wrong with, you know, traditional publishing. I've done it before. I'll probably do it in the future again. But I, you know, you get just like more of a raw story because you don't have so many hands on it. And so like the author at the end of the day has the choice of what's going out, what's being published. And so you just get a little bit of a different story.
Yeah. So I love this. All right. Let's try it about Promise Me Always. Talk to this elevator pitch. What is it all about?
Okay. I brought it over here so you guys could see this gorgeous cover. Check that out. Isn't that so beautiful? And this is the alternate. But this one is about a broody mountain man who is trying to get custody back of his two children. And his best friend comes and lives with him at his cabin and pretends to be his fiance so he can, to help him get them back. So he kind of has that like family vibe going on. And it is so, so hot and so sweet and really angsty because that's what I write. And I'm totally obsessed with it.
I love this. And so you write angsty books, like that's where, you know, how do you get the angst? Like, how do you build it up? Because I'm actually curious, you know, there's authors who are like, who can do it like so well. Like you're one of those who's like, you know, this is like building it upon and you're, this is what the readers are looking for. But what's the process of writing it?
It's what naturally comes out. Like, I don't know how to write anything else than angst. I tried to write light before and that just doesn't happen for me. I'm just like, oh, we need to feel this, you know. But it's also what I like to read. Like, I really want to be like torn apart, so invested in the characters, and I'm, you know, like, ah. Oh. And then at the end, like that beautiful ending, like just makes it so worth it. Yeah. And so I think that I write just what I like to read.
I love it. What can you expect this year? What are we expecting? What kind of books are we expecting to come out?
So this is the last in the Redemption Hill series before can be read as a standalone. Of course, I write interconnected standalones in series, but I have a new series that's coming soon. We haven't announced it yet, mm-hmm. but we'll be taking you to a brand new small town and lots of like angsty bad boys for sure. Like, these guys definitely slant a little more in the actual like bad boy realm, morally gray characters, which I kind of like touch on usually, but these are more like actively in the middle of it. So it's really fun. I'm really excited. I actually finished the first book, and we'll have details about that like in a month or two.
Oh my gosh, I'm very excited for that. So let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend to our listeners to pick up?
I love it. So my favorite book in all of history that I always recommend to every single person I talk to is The Law of Moses by Amy Harmon. That book just, I am not a crier. I was like on the floor sobbing, reading that book. But it's just one of like, there's something about Amy Harmon's writing that I feel like I am changed when I read one of her books. Like, I learned something really important, either about myself or other people or whatever it may be. Like, she just really touches me and like, you know, makes me think and evaluate different situations. And I love that feeling. And they're just amazing books. So, but that one of all of them is my very favorite.
I love this. Yeah, I love Amy Harmon. She just rips you off your arms, but that's the kind of books you're looking for.
Yeah, and she's so smart. Like, her stories are so smart and interesting, and like, she takes you into different worlds. Like, she can write fantasy, she can write like historical, like, it just doesn't matter. Like, I am taken there, whatever she's writing.
Yes, I love this. So Amy, tell us where you can find you online.
I am everywhere. You can find me on Instagram at AL Jackson Author. TikTok is also the same. My website is aljacksonauthor.com. I'm also on Facebook. My favorite place on Facebook is my reader group, which is the AL Jackson Reader Hangout, and super active in there. Tons of people, just like very positive space, which I love to, you know, it's just like, I love this, my place to go.
I love this. Thank you, Amy, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.